Officially, I welcome you to the Chart Station, where we discuss heart issues. Tonight on the show, I want us to talk about... Okay, trust me, you're going to enjoy tonight's topic. We're talking about marriage proposal. So yeah, recall that sometime last week, we had a conversation like this. So prior to that, someone reached out saying, "Hello, Ada. I listened to your show last week and you talked about the girl that's been with the second guy for 8 years without him proposing. I am in the same situation. I've been with my partner for 4 years now, but he hasn't popped the question. He's not even talking about it. I keep dropping hints, but he doesn't seem to be picking up on them. And he's so well-to-do. Should I propose to him?" Okay. So, I am asking this morning, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? And men, what's your take on women proposing to guys? Ladies in the house, can you propose to your man? Think about this, because when we return, we'll be talking about marriage proposal. And also, it is the whole competition of the show. So yeah, if you are so damn tired of being single and you really want to be hooked up with someone, all you have to do is send your detail. I chuckled that you please just send something hilarious. So yeah, excuse me. And then send your detail to the WhatsApp number 0809-597-5805. So yeah, send your detail. Let us know who you are, what you do, where you're from, your age, blood group, your genotype. Then use the same format to describe your prospective partner. If you need a friend, do well to state it. You need just a fling, state it as well. You need a sugar daddy, a sugar mommy, whatever it is that you want, state it. And mind you, that program is highly rated 18. So you have to be an adult before being part of the show. But for now, I have to relax your nerves with this cool tune, and I'm playing this song because of the previous show. So this one is Heal the World. It is a song by Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome to the Chart Station. This is a soul therapy segment. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. I'm always here just for you. I am nice, yeah? Don't worry, you don't have to be scared. I'm not cheating on you. You have me, and I'm always here just for you. Okay, 21 minutes gone past 12. I have with me Mr. Pundit.
Hey, what's good, baby? My new love.
Okay, Ada. let me just say this. So yeah,
so what?
Pundit walked into the studio this morning, and normally well, to say hi,
no,
yeah?
No, last
so
night.
I
no,
said,
no, last night. No, I walked in last night.
This morning, come on. You walked in here at past.
Is it this morning I checked you? Okay, go
you
on.
You are so unserious.
Okay, go on.
So I was like, hi, Pundit. And then he just started saying, Ada, my love. Ada, I love you. And before me, he started going through my page on Instagram.
No, that's...
liking my post. And I'm like, Pundit, I don't understand. Like, what's going on? And then he said, Ada, please, can you just be the one for me? My girl just broke up with me. I just want to use you to get over her. I was like, oh, poor Pundit. Brick and Liz actually warned him. They did. They told him, guy, love is wicked.
Okay. God. That was a nice scream.
Baba
nice
refused.
Nice
Baba
one.
Refused. Yes. And now he wants me to help him.
I love the fact that I'm a good script writer. And I like the fact that you could deliver that script very well. Thank you, Ada. How are you?
That's
doing?
How you be pretending. You not come out, let's help you. Amor, the day they break my heart, I will come here and sit down and tell you people. See, they all send me breakfast, so you all should help me.
We'll be waiting.
But I am not
pregnant. Eh?
You be what?
I said
that's what you're waiting for.
The breakfast.
It will never happen.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless your heart. How are you doing, Mr. Dennis?
I'm fine, Ada. How are you too?
I am good.
Yes. I love your top.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I need to commend that. If I can get mine, I would really appreciate it as well too.
I can't remember where I got the shirt from. I think Delta or
wow.
Calabar. I really don't
Delta,
know.
Delta.
That's the standard.
Nice. Pundit. Something is wrong with you.
Pundit, how are you doing?
I'm good, bro. I just wanted to say, how are you doing about your hustle? You know, you're always hustling, making money, though.
Of course, the ministry is moving. But we have to make money.
But
the
boy will not return my 2K, you know.
Papa, no bro, 2K.
Ever since you started posting pictures of ladies, you now say you're going out to make money. Are they some sort of your motivation?
Of course. No, not my motivation. But the point is that ladies, you know, will always be ladies. And at the same time, it's good that when you want to perhaps enjoy yourself, you need money, you know, to spend. You need money. Like you now, that you're looking, is this not money? This is money. See money, you just say this is money.
It's not money.
I don't know what she's saying, but I'll take that for a compliment. So yeah, guys, I wanted to talk about marriage proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Recall that last week we talked about the lady who was with the guy for about 8 years, and the guy was not ready to propose. Were you here? I think it was Dennis. Okay.
Yeah.
So, some other lady reached out. She said, "Hello, Ada. I listened to your show last week and you talked about the girl that's been with a guy for 8 years without him proposing. And I am in the same situation. I've been with my partner for 4 years now, but he hasn't popped the question. Like, he hasn't proposed marriage yet. I keep dropping hints, but he doesn't seem to be picking up on them. And he's so well-to-do. Should I propose to him?"
Yes, go on.
Okay. So we are asking, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? And men, what's your take on women proposing to men? Ladies in the house, can you propose to your man? Let's say you really, really love this guy. Like, you want to spend the rest of your life with this guy. And this guy is not acting like he's ready. But somehow, you have the conviction in your heart that it's just you. He's not cheating on you. That it's something going to be you. Are you going to take the bold step to be like, hey, let's do it now? Time waits for no man, and the right time is now. No one can be very, very prepared for a thing. You just have to take the bull by the horn and do it. Are you that kind of girl? Let's have this conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello. Good morning.
My name is Enles. Good morning. Sorry.
Okay. Welcome.
Actually, concerning the topic, there's nothing wrong with it.
There is nothing wrong with...
Concerning a lady proposing to a man. Guy. Yeah, it's normal to me. It's just like a normal thing. Just like a guy proposing to a lady. So it really depends.
You don't have a problem with your lady proposing to you?
No. I don't have, not at all. It all depends on the person, actually. But to me, there's no problem in it.
Okay. One question.
Really, no.
Okay, can I ask you one question? What if it's a lady that you know this is not the one? Maybe like your side chick and the main chick is there, and then the side chick now proposes. You know that this is not the one I'm going to get married to.
Okay, how are you going to do? I'm the type of a guy that if the lady is not the one, I should not like go into it in the first place.
Right.
Because I really don't cherish the.
Okay.
Hello, are you there?
Welcome to our WhatsApp group.
Welcome to
our WhatsApp group.
So that's just it. So that's my take on it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Wow. Hello.
Hi, Ada. Go.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning. This is Adegoke from Lekki.
Okay.
Yeah. For me personally, a lady proposes to me. It's strange though, because we are used to the normal thing a guy proposes to a lady, and it's foreign to our culture. Actually, it's a foreign culture. And I think the world has gone to that level of universal culture now, copying from the Western world. No, for me, if she does it privately, for me, I don't really believe in just coming out publicly to one shop criteria and start proposing. Therefore, your hand, I used to be.
Wow.
For me, if she proposes to me, privately. I will consider it as far as somebody I love and we've been together for quite a while. But publicly, I wouldn't appreciate that. Publicly.
Why?
I wouldn't.
According to you, if the person you want to be with, you don't have a problem with that, so why would you have a problem with it in public?
Because I won't also do it to you in public.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I will do it to you between my friends and in an enclosed space, not public.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling. I love to hear from ladies. I think I can actually propose to a man, but after this call, I'll let you know the kind of man I'll propose to. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Comrade Kechukwu.
Hi, Comrade Kechukwu.
I see that way, I can wait for this topic. I guess you are pundit and you are second man there.
Dennis.
Okay.
Are you hearing me what I'm saying very well?
We can hear you.
Thank you. We have to define relationship. There is a relationship that is a friendship. Relationship of two of them were carrying holding hands and the discussion about life, but they are not discussing about marriage. I'm not support that girl proposing to that man.
For real,
I'm an Igbo man. A woman not to propose to a man in Igbo land.
Why?
I will tell you the reason.
Yeah.
When a woman proposes to a man in Igbo land, that woman has disrespected herself. And one day in life, that man will take him yab and say, after all, I do on my own, and you can propose for me.
That's a childish mentality.
I'm telling you our own culture. Wait, let other Igbo people call and talk about what I'm saying. So what I want to tell that girl is that let her come out from that relationship. That man no one marry her. Make him no propose anything. Thank you very much.
Okay. Comrade.
Wow.
Comrade. Okay. Oh,
Comrade is just a true African man. Like, hey, it's not in our custom and tradition. Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Help us.
I'll turn it off.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Paula.
The name?
Paula.
Okay, Paula. Where are you calling from?
Satellite.
All right. Welcome. Can you propose to your man?
No, I'm not really talking about myself. Me, I'm not. My own time don't pass. But I'm just like one of my friends. She stayed with this guy for like 15 years.
16 years?
Was like 15
without marriage?
Yeah, you say?
They were not married.
They were not married. She was staying with them. So at the end of the day, she was like, I'm getting old. And this guy is not telling me anything. So let me just like take the first step. Said, okay. And do now. After you are even going to eat, she's like in her late 30s. So she now went. One day she just came, called the guy, moved the head, and just like it. But waiting to happen now. You know, go see my people. So that this and that. The guy saying, okay, that. And you will think about it for some time. So, later, the guy traveled, though. So when he come back, he will not tell her the reply.
Okay.
Only for this guy to go home, bring his wife and three kids.
Oh, no.
And said, sorry, I'm married, though. I just want to, like, I don't know how to bring it to you, so.
You don't say.
The girl couldn't marry her.
Oh, my gender.
I tell you. So, I don't know. Sometimes. I don't know. This story is so hot. So up to now, she's not yet married. And she's in her 40 something now.
Oh,
wow.
I know what she's going through.
She must have really been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Okay, thanks for calling.
We're glad you shared that with us.
Hello? Yes, hello.
Good evening, everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
Pundit and
good morning.
And the other guy.
And Dennis.
Dennis, yes. I always forget his name. But Pundit is very cool.
Very cool, right?
Yes, Pundit.
Just because of the 2K attached to the name.
I'm an Englishman.
That was a name. Anyway.
Yeah, this is Jesse Lokwele.
Oh, welcome.
See, welcome, Jesse.
Yeah. See, let me just say, that lady, you know, we Africa, with the way we do things. You should go ahead, though, if she is to know if she's going to move on with her life or not. Because if she doesn't, that means she's leaving the relationship without knowing the guy's intention. At least, if she goes ahead to propose and the guy doesn't accept, then the girl should run away. That guy is evil if he doesn't accept it. So with that, that is going to make the lady decide. Try to propose to the guy, and if he says no, you know that, okay, you are just dating yourself. The guy is not going to propose no matter what. So try it. I don't see anything bad in it. What a woman can do, the way they say it,
a woman can do better.
Yes. So you do better now. Go ahead and propose.
Okay. I am enjoying this. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
This is John on the line. Good morning, Pandit, and the last person. What's the name of the last person?
And the other guy.
Or you call me. I think I should be giving my...
Let me help you.
Wait, I should be giving my AKs.
We don't need this. Before you bring AK-47.
Okay,
hello,
bro.
Go ahead.
This is my own point here. To me, the girl don't... My own opinion, anyways. The girl don't need to propose. What the girl needs to do is to sit the guy down. It's how many years? 4 years, back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Very simple now. Sit the guy down.
Sit the guy down and do what? Please call us back.
I need to hear that advice.
Okay, I'll be taking comments from Instagram. By the way, I am live on Instagram at Adablezy, Adablezy. And we want to get your take on women proposing. So feel free, drop your comments there as well. I'll be taking them. Hello?
Hello? What do we have here?
Hi. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
Good morning.
I'm loving the voice.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm loving the voice.
We're good.
We're fine.
This is Dara on the line.
Sorry, Sarah? Your name?
Dara.
Okay,
how
Dara.
Are you, Dara?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine.
I like the way your voice sounds.
So lovely today.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from today? Is it somewhere close to Burundi?
Nah. Lekki.
Oh, I thought as much. All right. Welcome, Dara.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Denny, you've been taking. So, maybe I should be crushing on Pundit.
Bless your heart, darling. You deserve this. I'm thinking of how to spend my 2K now, including your name in it.
Dara.
Okay.
Okay, Dara.
Don't worry, Dan, you're still next to my heart, you know.
As always.
Why not everybody would leave you to come crush on me? What's happening, guys?
Okay, Dara, please tell us, what's your take on we women proposing? Can you do that?
Well, if you ask me, from the little I know about guys have this ego. And they like to be in authority. They like to be in charge.
Okay.
So, like, a lady proposing, in my own opinion, I think you're... To some guys, you feel like you're desperate and need, you know, to be there. So, some persons will not... just like Mr. Con... I can't recall the name that called and said, Igbo land. I said from Igbo land, there are a lot of... other men, even with the fact that they're educated, you know, they're advanced, that still believe that men are the ones that ought to do the, you know, the proposal, because they see women to be like the weaker versus, and even at some homes, when a woman, you know, do some certain things, like, oh, calm down now, I'm the head, so you can't override me to do some certain things.
Okay.
That's just, by the way, for me, I wouldn't do that. Now, for the lady, I felt that, you know, being in a particular place for too long is not good. Because you are stuck, even when you're in a particular environment, you know, workspace, and there is no improvement, there is no room for, you know, other activities. You're, like, stuck in a bottle, and you're not going left or right. And that's the place where she is right now. In my own opinion, she should talk to the guy. Now, I think, like I said earlier, there is a way in which when you're in a particular place, you tend to... sorry, I want to cite an example. My grandma would say, you have an orange in your left hand and then in both hands, and you want an apple. If you don't let go of one, there is no way another is going to come in. So you have to choose either to let go of one for another one to come. And for we ladies, as we grow older, I don't know how old she is, as we grow older, there's a tendency that there are some kind of guys. I could tell you that when I was like in my 20s, I have a list of like 50 guys on my list that, you know, whenever I step out of the house, you know, I come back on maybe two numbers, three numbers. But as you grow older, it's like the number of guys that chases after you reduces.
Okay.
Ada, are you hearing?
Yeah. So, yes, because there are other younger ones, beautiful ones coming up, and some people will say, ah, my bride said they never even born up.
Oh, okay.
Some guys will say.
Oh, my dear. Because of time, my dear.
Oh, sorry. So my own is, she should just talk to the guy, you know, and then if he's not serious, maybe take a bit of space, you know, and figure things out. And then he would decide whether, oh, because sometimes when we're too attached to some certain people, even our family members, there's a way we see that, see finish, you understand? But when there is space, you get to understand that, oh, I miss this person. I want this person in my life.
All right. Thank you very much, dear. At Yoadie on Instagram, hope I pronounced your name right. I didn't see... Okay, I guess you're trying to say, I don't see any big deal here. If you like a guy, go ahead. Okay. Vicky Sterling, for me, I don't see it as a bad thing. But from the outside world perspective, it looks absurd.
Okay. Okay, from there, let's go to WhatsApp before we get back to the phone line. Before I go, my friend sent me a message on my personal WhatsApp and says, shout out to him, and song is saying he's actually listening. He says he can accept proposal from many ladies so far she has money. I don't know. And then we'll go from there to WhatsApp here. He says, good morning, how are you guys in the studio? First fall in love with, he said, first of all, the girl I first fell in love with proposed to me, but thing did not work out because of distance and lost contact. I'm an Igbo man. What your caller said is wrong. Anybody can do that. I respect the lady because she has seen what nobody sees in me. Okay, that's coming from Daz, all the way from Ikorodu. Thank you very much.
We have this comment on Instagram that reads, to avoid wasting more time, just propose to know your stan. Okay, I creep man. And we have this one, Lisam Graham. Well, for me, I see nothing bad in it. It's actually something my guys and I and some ladies were discussing 2 days ago. And I told my babe that if I don't propose, then she should take the shot. Okay. And OBD Way on Instagram, when should I expect my groom price?
Oh, really? It's asking who? Ada. But,
OBD Way, I am not... I'm not doing this.
Two things.
0700-993-993-993. I don't understand. Why are you guys looking at me like that? Dennis and Pondit.
No, the last caller said, as you're growing older, people stop, you know, getting your number and all of that. I'm like, Ada, you're a fan of Din Shakara. But for the past few years I've known Ada now, I found that that character in her, you know.
What character?
You know, like when she first came to Lagos, you know, we contributed money to bring her all the way from Calabar to Lagos. Yeah, she had all this pride then.
Now you're lying.
Kind of man
from Calabar, where?
Eh?
I came from Delta. You just shot yourself. Stop lying. By the way, I came to Lagos already taken.
How?
Because I remember the first day Pondit saw me. Let's have this conversation.
Let's not have the conversation here.
When I got to
because
Lagos.
I know the person that took you
down.
To Lagos.
When I got to Lagos, I think that day I was in a hurry to come for my audition.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't with my ring. It was at home. I mean, then it was just new. So it was still somehow like... And then I rushed to the office, met some interesting people that day.
Like Pondit.
And Pondit was one of them. This guy was just staring at
me. At least for the first time. Hey!
No, because he was interesting to me because that day... He was just like, oh, I heard you're from Cross River State. I was listen. Like, I heard you're from Cross River State. I was like, yeah. And I said, oh, I am from Akwa Ibom. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then he now said, can I have your number? I was like, guy, I am engaged.
No,
I was like, oh, okay, no problems. But you look very, very beautiful. And I said, thank you. And then he said, I wish you success. I pray you get the job. I was like, okay, I do hope so too. And then I went back. I think 2 weeks later, he was like, oh, you got the job. I was like, yeah, I did. And he said, okay, don't worry. We'll do things together. I was like, who is this young child talking to an auntie that would do stuff together? But, you know, we rise by little others. So right. I decided to just help.
All right, Lagos, you've heard one part of the story, but that's fine.
I'll tell you people.
Let's get to the phone line.
He has nothing to say. Absolutely nothing. 0700-993-993-993. 44 minutes gone past 12. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, Pondit, and of course, Dennis. And together, we're holding it down. We want to get your take on women proposing. And by the way, we have a lady who's been in a relationship with her man for 4 years, and it's not seeming like the man is going to propose anytime soon. So she's asking you if she should go ahead and pop the question like, hey dude, will you marry me? Or can I marry you? Or let's just get married, you know? Let's please talk to her, and also let's just hear your opinion on women proposing. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Satan calling from Agopalak.
This who?
This Satan. Satan calling from
Agopalak. Satan.
Agopalak.
Okay. All right. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks in a million. I suppose I got this question for you guys. A lot of us are like, I know that as a woman. What's bad? Is anything wrong for women that are proposing men?
That's why we have the topic.
No, I'll repeat the question back to you because it's kind of like Chinese taboo over here.
No, I'm not saying it. No, we haven't given our take. It's a topic that we want to get your take first, and then towards the end of the show, we'll now say ours. So it doesn't seem like we are imposing our opinion on people.
Who made it a walking nothing on that you gotta be only man that gotta propose to women? And another question which a lot of us ask is, who did Adam pay bride price to that makes Adam the head of the house?
All right.
And why we pay?
Tonight we're not talking about bride price. We've had this conversation.
I know we're not talking
over,
about that.
Over again.
So I ain't saying nothing bad. Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad. Anybody can propose to each other. Nothing is bad. They all like her.
All right, bro.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
So on Instagram, listen, Graham again. And even if I propose, I expect her to propose to me as well. Because we are marrying each other, not just me marrying her. The question, will you marry me, is like holding the person down. Okay. Interesting. So if you propose to a lady, when she says yes, she will not propose to you for you to say yes.
Is it?
Interesting.
What's the name of the Nollywood movie though?
I think I like it though. Yeah.
How do you like it? Okay.
You have to clean your mind.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling back. This is John.
Okay, this John. Welcome back.
Thanks. As I was saying earlier, the girl shouldn't propose because Nigeria is a patriarchal society. You all know that. Mm. You understand? So, it's better for her to sit the guy down. If it's 4 years, a man that wants to marry you, in 6 months, he's going to know if he's marrying you or not. Trust me. Because in 6 months, you cannot hide your character. The main character that he's going to see, that will make him marry you, he's going to see it in 6 months, if he knows what he's looking for. But if he wants to play around, he will now put you on the mood of, okay, let's see how it goes.
And
women choose men. That's how it is. Women, they select men. Like 10 men can be asking a woman out. She knows the one that she wants. If she chooses a man and she's gotten that man,
if the man wants to marry her, is the man now that we know if he's going to marry her or not. If once the man sees the lady and sees her character, you know, since he knows what he's looking for and he already has money, if he wants to marry her, he's going to marry her. If he's not going to marry her, he can waste the girl's time. And women, when they start getting to that kind of 28 and above, they what we call wall, let's come on them. So they usually want to rush it immediately. So if the girl go and wait again to maybe another 5 years' time, she will realize that she's almost 40. Time has almost gone. As one lady said earlier, the younger ones are coming. So let the girl just sit the guy down and ask the guy, what do you want from us? It's as simple as that. What do you want from this relationship? Are you going to see my parents or not? Am I going to meet your parents? Are we going to marry? That's clear. It's not the one of say propose, no propose. Are we heading towards marriage? Because if it's not married, let's leave this relationship. Except maybe she just wants to be eating the guy's money too. She's wasting her own time because of money, since the guy has money. So that's my own idea.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Thank you very much. On Instagram, Henry the Great, women proposing is cool. And Don Hatch, hope that's your name. It's not a big deal. If the man is not bold enough to do it, then the lady should. People are hypocrites too, because these same people can collect money from women and they see nothing bad about it. Okay, Abigail, I don't buy the idea of women proposing to men. Okay.
I'd like to know why she doesn't buy the idea.
Same here. Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, it's morning where we are. Good morning.
My name is David.
Your name is what?
David,
where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, talk to us, David.
Yeah, I just want to make a little contribution.
Please go ahead.
There's nothing wrong about a lady proposing to a man.
Okay, why do you think so?
It's a matter of choice.
Okay.
If I respect the man and I really want the man and the man has not said anything, can go ahead and say something. It doesn't matter who is saying something. Let something just be said by either the party.
Okay.
As long as there is love. So it's not about culture in this part of the world, the woman doesn't propose, or I don't believe in all those guys.
All right.
So okay. If you love a man and the man is not saying anything, you can go ahead and talk to the man. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your contribution. All
right. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Imam.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes. All right. I wanted to support Emily.
We can hear you. Joe, your voice is echoing.
Okay, sorry. I wanted to support Henry because it's important to avoid the danger of a single story. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, as for proposing...
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that a lot of guys that have and women, they have only realistic expectations of what it takes to be ready for marriage because they see their parents already as mature adults with their houses and cars and everything, and they assume that they need that before they get married. But it's not just that the economy is hard and everything. Yeah, most of these people that we see that are married, they started from basically nothing compared to what we have today.
And
I think it's important to, as a lady, to not your boyfriend, because that's the family worry. The family worry is economic. The family worry is economic. That, okay, things are... things are good enough to get married now. So it might not really be about proposal, but at the very least, mentioning, okay, I'm ready for marriage, you get, and the person I want to marry and all that.
Okay.
I think another thing is, if you are proposing, if the person that you are getting married to sees you proposing as something bad and you think you are okay with it, I think it's a good sign that you are incompatible in some way. Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
Thanks for calling. We have this comment from Ken on Instagram. Ken is saying, I think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man if she's sure that the man loves her enough to marry her, and if he's open to the idea of a woman proposing to a man, because the men are very traditional.
Okay.
Henry the Great, I am fine. Thanks for asking. Hello. Sorry about that. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah. My name is Sam Eze.
Your name is?
Sam Eze.
Sam Eze. Okay, Sam. Yeah. Welcome.
He's not the wrong thing to propose to.
Oh, dear. I guess we were about to say it's not wrong for women to propose. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Moyo.
Yeah, good morning, Felix. Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
Morning.
I'm good.
Welcome, Moyo. Talk to us.
Yeah. Yes? I'm new.
Can you propose to that, Bobo?
I cannot.
Why?
I have my reasons.
Let us know.
My reasons are, come on to someone, I said I like somebody. I know what I passed through. I'm not going to propose. No, I cannot do that. No.
What if you had proposed and then the guy said, yes, that guy, you don't you know that both of you would have still been together?
Okay, I'm not going to see. I'm taking advantage of that.
Ah, now what? Not all. No, you don't have to generalize it.
Okay, let me see. Majority of them. I cannot do it. Point it. You're not my crush again because someone said,
hey.
She's a crush now, so
can't you fight for love?
So I hope I'm not your crush now. Okay.
More your fight for love.
Yes. No, no. She said that she's a crush. Pony's not a crush now, so let me give it to her.
Hey. See how they're just throwing my pony.
I cannot fight. I don't have strength to fight.
Okay.
I can only talk. I know how to talk the way. I'm very weak person. When it comes to fights, I cannot do it. I don't have power. I only have mouth.
No, wala. Now, talk made me run for my last relationship. But
okay, Moyo.
Yeah,
we're
going to give you a problem. I mean, that's the media.
Okay. It's fine. Since you cannot fight for love, you are forgotten the part of the Bible that says that the kingdom of God is sovereign.
What verse?
And
what
you take verse? It by force.
I know. No, I don't fight.
Too.
What's
yours?
I don't
everything.
You're not going to get married
anymore.
So why
want to
be fighting?
Moyo, it's fine. Now, me won't use Quarry Q for
relationship.
Don't worry. Thank you. Don't crush it.
Okay, Moyo. Thanks for calling. Hello. Sorry, dear. Give us a call back if that was you. 56 minutes gone past 12. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Dad. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I know that evil man that says that it's not the culture is pure lie. There's nothing like culture like that.
Okay.
If a lady wants to propose, let her go ahead and propose. There's nothing bad in it. I think that that man is just speaking on his own.
Sorry, your name, please.
Your name. There's no culture like that.
Hello, your name.
Amadi Mano is my name.
Okay, Amadi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Calling from Ireland.
Okay, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the second lady, the lady spoke after that man.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can link me with her?
Would you mind calling out your number or you call during the hookup edition of the show and call out your contact details so she can contact you? Okay. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with 58 minutes now, gone past 12. Who do we have here? Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada Blessing.
Good morning. What's your name?
Only.
Yeah, my guy was good.
Yeah, the other guy there.
And the other guy, don't worry. Thank you.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
His name is Dennis.
Yeah. And that is me. I'm back. I'm back on the show.
Yeah, DJ Constance.
Yeah.
Hey. Welcome back, DJ Constance.
I'm back.
My guy, all the way from Sierra Leone.
No, Liberia.
Oh, Liberia. Oh,
really?
Sorry, I gave you out to another country.
I've been listening to you through the time for how many months?
Oh.
I was even calling to say hi and say thank you to Daddy Fried and you. But anyway, we're doing another communication.
Okay.
Let me be a part of this lady proposing a man, yeah?
Feel free.
Just in our own side of the world, the ladies are a bit proud. They are even in love with the men more than the men in love with them. But
are you talking about Nigerian girls or Liberian girls?
I'm talking about Africa, so
entirely
West Africa. Because when I was sometime in the Eritrea, ladies toast and approach men in the street. Sometimes go afar and asking the men, they want to see the parents because they want to get married to that man.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, once upon a time I was 2005, working in Abuja.
Okay.
And in a hotel, there were girls there parking the car. Instead of men looking for girls, they were looking for men.
Wow.
Oh, yes. So it is not bad for a woman to propose to a man. It just they have that's not in the plan, but they've been very shy and afraid that it would be interpreted in another way. So it's good for a woman to propose to a man if you see the man delaying, because let for example, you are with a man for 25 years. Oh yes, the man is 70, you can still find a 25-year-old woman. But you are almost pushing 50, and you guys are not married. What can you tell the man? Why far are we taking this? Can we get married? Can we get married? And then, if you see that the man is not, you know, making sense of that, you kick out. So my own contribution is that it is good for a woman to propose to a man.
Okay.
Dennis, what's your take?
We'll do that now.
Dennis, what is your take?
What's my take?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll get your take at the end of the show.
Of course.
Yeah, all right. Have a good day.
And you too. Right.
Thank you very much. I think it's safe to take a message from WhatsApp because I find this one very interesting.
Okay.
It says, good morning, Ada, my love. In Igbo land, a woman proposing is considered to be like a reminder, as in reminding the guy to propose. So she is to ask the guy, how far now? Where are we going from here? She's not asking the guy to marry her. No, now. This is coming from Frank. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That when a woman proposes in Igbo land, she is asking, she's reminding the man to propose to her. She's not actually proposing to the man for marriage.
Okay. All right, let's just squeeze in a call and then we'll get into the hookup edition of the show. Hello,
Ada. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Jeff.
I know you too, Jeff. I like our signal tune.
Hey, Oga Pondy.
Yeah, what's popping? What's popping, bro? I knew it too.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Denko.
And the other guy.
Afana. Ada.
Yes, Mrs. Jeff.
My love, Afana.
Sweetheart, I'm good.
I'm good. That's my take, I'll be safe. I go straight to the point. I'll be the guy, I no go propose. I go ask the guy a simple question. A guy won't marry me.
Hey.
I'll be propose. I will try to propose for.
You go marry me, Abby, you no go marry me.
Simple. What be waiting the propose? What be say, will you know a guy won't marry me or just work with me for you? Make you not say it's serious because we guys, if you don't put seriousness or tag or anything correct. If you give you an excuse, or guy, if you don't remind me, let me know. Make I know you I'll put my direction. No need of proposal. Or guy, you won't marry me or not. You won't marry me, could start this thing. Maybe you keep me 4 years now. you, your clock, fit there 50 years, my own clock, fit go. Make you know, say you serious. No need of beating around the bush. Or guy, you want marry me, yes or no? The guy say yes, okay, we could start. If you say no, she get a move.
Wow.
Simple.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. 3 minutes gone past one, and sadly, this is as far as we can go on this segment, so we have enough time for the whole competition. And also, Enaida, you can request for a song to be played for that special one. All you have to do is let us know who that person is, and then say those sweet things to that one. Maybe your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your crush, your neighbor, your flatmate, your work colleague, even your enemy, whoever. Feel free to let us know who that person is to you, and of course the song to be played for that one. And also follow the rules. Let us know who you are, where you're from, your name, what you do, and your blood group, your genotype, your religion. Then use the same format to describe your anticipated partner. We'll be taking your messages and of course your calls when we return from listening to some amazing piece. And tomorrow we'll bring back this topic for about 30 minutes, then we will give our take on that. I really love to hear from Pondit and Dennis, but we have to save the best for the last. We'll do that tomorrow. For now, I want us to listen to a song by Jay-Z. This one is On the Run Part 2, Jay-Z and Beyonce, of the album Magna Carta. Released in the year 2013. Enjoy this, we'll be back.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? They call me Rude Boy.
Yes, sir. What love, man? Superba in the building.
This is Daddy Shoki.
It's your boy, MC Galaxy, the king of new dance in Africa.
You are my people, she boy, Zlatan, Bileka, Pachi, Mari, Chupaku.
You are listening to no other but Ada Blessing.
And you are listening to Ada.
Oh, you're listening to Ada Blessing.
Welcome back to the show. 17 minutes gone past one. This is the chart station right about now. It is a hookup edition of the show where we do our best to hook you up with that special one. I always say this, don't give up on love. True love still exists. So you have to be optimistic. Don't give up. You might have been hurt in the past, but hey, there are still some good people out there with genuine intentions. People who still know how to love, who still know how to act right, who still know how to take care of one's heart. So, are you going to thread that because of your past? Of course not. So, feel free to send in your detail. We'll read them out and hopefully the right one will just hit you up on the phone and the rest will be history. So, like I said, just send in your detail, and also you can as well give a love feel shout out to anyone at all. Your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your crush, someone like Pondit that is always crushing on people. He can as well do that. I'll give him the platform. Just let us know who that person is and why you're giving a shout out to that person. If you want us to play a song for that person, we'll definitely play a song for him or her. So the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. Please be very honest about what you want. Okay, let's do this. Hello.
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 Yeah, Moyo calling me.
Sexy Moyo.
Yeah, yo.
Welcome.
Bonded. Penis.
We're all here for why are you crushing?
You don't want to answer me. Oh,
because you say you're not crushing on me again now, so why do you want me to answer you?
Okay, sorry.
And you already said you want to use Corey and kill me in the relationship, so
I don't know. I'm just joking.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So you still crushing?
I'm still crushing. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure I was my friend.
Your friend.
I don't know what.
Okay, your friend, what's her name? What's his name?
His name. I don't have female friend. That's female part of it. I only have female friend. Yeah.
Okay.
Their names, Shola, Galvis, let me see, Ajara, Sarah, and Tope. I don't tell them that I love them so much. I really miss them a lot.
Mm.
I miss them.
Okay.
I want to play me a song.
What
song
is that?
Savage. Something like that.
Okay.
So, don't worry. I'm still
questioning,
you don't worry.
Okay, but Moya, before you go, someone sent you a message. Let me read from WhatsApp. Good morning, Ada, Dennis, and Pundit. Please, I need you to play me this song titled When a Woman Love. She Love for Real by R. Kelly, and I'm dedicating it to Moya. Just like a kind of person. Eromo said Joseph is the one that sent this on WhatsApp.
I'm blushing.
All right. It's time to go, Moyo. Thank you.
Okay, Moyo. That sound. Moyo, this is not the dark room. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Endless.
Endless?
Yes.
Okay, then.
I'm also a friend of mine.
Okay. What's the name of your friend?
Her name is Testimony.
Oh, Testimony.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay, and what are you saying to her?
Actually, I met her online some months back and I lost my phone. But today, she just like find a way to call me back and she was like, she also lost her phone. So,
oh, wow.
She lost herself.
Hello?
It's not surprised to me, okay. I don't know, like...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, we can.
Hello?
Go ahead.
So, I don't want to, like, say I really cherish, like, the move and maybe I'm still trying to do that.
Okay.
So, the song, it's not really a lot, but...
My dear, we're struggling to hear you.
Yeah, well, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Book of Revelation by Dax DX.
No, we don't have it.
Okay, do you have Legend by Juice WRLD?
All right, I'll look for it. If I do have it on my playlist, I'll play it for you and, of course, your friend, Testimony. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi, my lovely boy. Welcome.
How's it going?
Everything is fine. Thanks for asking.
I feel like going naughty.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah.
What's going on?
This is Vincent.
Okay, Vincent, tell us what's going on.
For calling from Asia.
Okay.
Tall, handsome, not too fair.
Vincent, wait. She, you're in a relationship.
Ada, I want to be naughty.
You want to be naughty?
Yeah.
Ha, relationship that we all prayed for. We helped you.
Ada,
we did fasting and prayer. You got it back. Now you want to be naughty. Okay.
I just want to know why.
I
hope you'll be okay if she's also being naughty once in a while.
Yeah, it's good to have fun once in a while.
He's sweeting you now. He wants to test another soup.
I just hope that one day too she will be naughty for once. And you want to pay back?
And you're not doing your own on radio. Wow.
Hey, okay. So go ahead, talk to us.
So I'm a working type, a working class, and in Niger area.
Okay.
As I say, I'm handsome, tall, cool, but very, very naughty in bed.
Very, very what?
Very, very naughty in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoy sucking clean pussy. Yeah, I would like to have a girl, or even either a girl, a lady, or mommy that enjoys sucking. Because I love giving head. Like, it's my favorite. I love it a lot. You understand? So someone that enjoys it. And again, someone that enjoys good sex. When I say good sex, I mean very good sex. Yep. Yeah. Just want to go very naughty. I just want to have it in abundance, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the person can just hit me up. So let's just have fun. 081-65-77-1137.
Okay, please call it out again.
Yeah, 081 65
okay
77-1137.
Okay.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, you too.
Thank you for calling.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
You want to be nutty? It's fine. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'm David. I'm calling from Abeja.
Okay, David. Welcome.
Okay. I'm David by name. I'm 47 years.
Okay.
I'm spiritual. I'm that in confession. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
I work as an auditor. And my parents have to say, why my blog group is so positive.
Okay.
I would like to meet a very responsible lady who is very humble. She should be working. She should also be a Christian as well. Between the age of 30 and 47.
Okay.
Any interested lady can reach me on this number.
For what kind of relationship?
080.
What kind of relationship?
37-75-05-82. I take the number once again.
Yes, please.
080-37-75-05-82. Thank you very
much. Okay, before you go, what kind of relationship?
A relationship that can lead to marriage.
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right,
99.3 Nigeria Info, 27 minutes gone past one. This is the hookup edition of the chart station. All right, we have a text.
Yes, we have a lot on WhatsApp. Good morning, Ada, Pundit, and Dennis. I want a hookup. My name is Peter. I am an entertainer. My genotype is AA. I am a gentle guy, funny, romantic. I need a serious romantic girlfriend from the age of 20, 25. From any tribe, and I am 30 years old. I am also a Christian. My phone number is 070-53-11-9629. Again,
okay,
070-53-11-9629.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Yeah, what's your name?
Lekon from Lagos.
Okay, Lekon.
Yeah, please. Can I do a wake up with a sugar mom?
All right, tell us about you.
Okay, I'm Lekon. I'm slim, light in complexion. Mm-hmm. I'm a Yoruba guy.
Okay.
36 years. So I love to wake up with a sugar mom from the age.
Are you there?
From the age 45 to 55.
Okay.
Let me just drop my number. 08068922549.
Okay.
08068922549.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello. Hello.
Hello. That is the same person. It was network.
Okay.
Amade Mandel is my name. So, should I give you my number?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 081.
Okay.
64.
Yeah, go on, we're listening.
95.
Okay.
8899.
Please call it out again.
081. 64. 95.
88-99.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, thanks for calling.
Okay, let's go to WhatsApp again. Hello, I am Kayode. I am Lagos based. I am a Christian, educated and employed, and also comfortable. I am AA and I am O positive. I look forward to meeting a beautiful, homely and educated lady for marriage, age 24 years old and above. My number is 08064-866-280. The number again is 08064-64-866-280.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if that was you. Hello? Please turn off your radio.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Tolu.
Okay, Tolu.
My name is Tolu, calling from...
Hello?
Hello?
Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Oh dear. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Emmanuel.
Okay.
Want to hook up.
Okay, Emmanuel.
Yeah. I am 42 years. I am from Delta State. I just want a lady. Just a woman I would take for relationship that relate to marriage.
Okay.
I based in Lagos. I work with one of the construction companies. So I want a lady at the age of 38 to 40. Person should call the number. Should I put on my number?
Your blood group, your genotype?
AA and O positive.
Okay. All right then.
080-8545-0897. Can I call again?
Yes, please.
080-8545-0897.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have this text here that reads, hello, good morning. My name is Tozie. I am 31 years old, light skin, average in height, genotype is AA, blood group O positive. I work. I am into auto business, stay around Lekki in Lagos. I love to meet a young or older, mature, romantic, well-to-do lady around Lekki or Lagos at large for a romantic relationship. Age 20 and above. Having me around, you can heal your bruised emotions. If you are that lady, call me on 0903-366-6505. Okay, thank you very much for that one. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, hello. Welcome.
Thank you. What's your name?
David.
Okay, David. Welcome.
Yes, I am 40.
Okay.
Actually, in a very serious relationship.
Okay.
That might lead to marriage.
Okay.
Okay. I do international exams. I help people get admission abroad. That's what I do.
Okay.
ITS, TOEFL, GMAT, GRE, stuff like that.
Okay.
I need a lady. I am tall, I'm dark skin.
Okay.
I think I try. And firmness wise, I try.
Okay.
I need a lady that's fair, not too fair. Between the age of 30 to 35.
Okay.
I live in Lekki.
All right then.
My number 081 5617
3349.
Okay, please call it out again.
Can I take it again?
Yes, please.
081-36-17-33-49.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Ada, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Ada is fine.
Okay, yeah. This is Paula.
Okay, you're welcome, dear.
Yeah. I don't mean, I just want to like celebrate my relationship, sha.
Aww.
And my people, this is our 5 months.
5 months?
Yeah, and, wow. I'm really enjoying it.
You're
so
nice.
Happy Thank for you. Really, really happy for you. We love feedback like this.
You say?
We love feedbacks like this.
Yes, so I'm really, in fact, God is the best thing that has once again happened to me.
Aww.
So please, and I want you to play this track for us. Are we not taking requests?
Of course we are. What song?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion? Okay, what song?
Yeah, The Greatest Reward.
Oh, wow.
So suddenly, so strange.
I can imagine, this.
And it's the best thing.
Okay. But before this song, before this song, I wanted to give Shekere for this relationship celebration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can
Thank you,
sing.
Then.
Oh, yeah, drop the lyrics.
Hello?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Wow, that's really nice. Mm. I mean, love is such a beautiful thing. Yeah. I've experienced it. I am experiencing it. And trust me, it's something we all should experience.
I really want to experience, though.
You. Really After serving people breakfast. she asked for a song. What was the title again? The Greatest Reward. Yes. You. We don't even know where you get your own reward.
Please,
we don't know where. And we don't know where.
We are on the hook up. Please.
I know, right? 37 minutes gone past one. This is the hookup edition of the show. And also a night where you can give your love, feel, shout out to that special one. And like I said, you can request for a song to be played for that one. And then we have songs that we were playing for you right about now. We're starting off with Somebody's Son by Tiwa Savage and Brandy. And Moyo asked for this song to be played for herself, I guess. Moyo, don't worry. Indeed, Somebody's Son will find you. Mm. We are plenty. Somebody's son or people's son will look for us someday,
then
and they will find
something.
Us.
Then it says something.
I don't understand.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? They call me Rude Boy.
Yes, sir. One love, man. Superboy in the building.
This is Daddy Shoki.
It's your boy MC Galaxy, the king of new dance in Africa.
You what up, my people? It's your boy Zlatan Bileka Pachi, Mari Chupaku.
You are listening to no other but Ada Blessing.
And you're listening to Ada.
Oh, you're listening to Ada Blessing.
Okay, The Greatest Reward is sung by Celine Dion of the album A New Day Has Come, released in the year 2002. Okay, thank you very much for requesting for this awesome piece. I mean, who is going to play such a song for me someday? Ah, love is sweet, oh. Okay, someday we'll all experience it, trust me. Yeah, we'll get there.
Amen.
And
I pray I get there before you.
Those of us that are already there, please do your best to keep it, all right? Enjoy the relationship. Put in the work to make it work because it's a good place.
That's a good place.
Loving and being loved is... it's a feel we should all experience. Welcome back. 51 minutes on past one. This is the whole competition of the chart station. So just follow the rules. Let us know who you are, where you're from, what you do, your age, your blood group, your genotype, and tell us a little bit about your personality. Use the same format to describe your anticipated partner. So let's do this. The studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Ada. This is Dara Kolima.
Okay, Dara. Welcome back.
Yeah. So last week I called in for intelligent and intellectual conversation friend.
Okay.
So I figured some persons call back to get my number because I think I mixed up the numbers.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would still want to, you know, request that.
Okay, so you want to drop your contact detail?
Yes, please.
Okay, feel free.
So my number is 080-60-84-83-86.
Please call it out again.
080-60-84-83-86.
Okay.
Then I also want to give myself a shout out.
You want to what?
I want to give myself a shout out.
Oh, yourself. Okay.
Yeah. So, I would like you to play me Courage by Celine Dion.
Okay. So, what are you saying to yourself?
Well, I'm working later, the hustling and tussling. So I just want to encourage myself to do more, appreciate myself, the effort that I'm putting and what I'm aiming at. So
okay.
I need courage, to push through.
All right. That's fine. Thank you very much. Hello.
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 Ada, blessing. This is DJ Constance calling back.
Okay, DJ Constance.
I want to request a song. Just a song.
For who?
Let me call the name of the song for and I'll tell you. The song by Two-Face. David Doe and Nicki Minaj.
For who?
The song is entitled She Call Me Brother. It's dedicated to my radio girlfriend.
Two-Face and Nicki Minaj. Are you talking about Davido and Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Okay. Holy ground. Okay.
No. Brother. She called me brother.
That's the holy ground, right?
Yeah,
she called me brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I call us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, DJ Constance. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What's the name? Hi.
Oh dear. Sorry. Call us back, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Okwere calling back.
Okay.
Yeah. Last week I dropped my mail.
Okay.
Some people thought I was joking. So some people were emailing me.
Who
were ailing me.
They were what?
Ailing me. Like one particular woman. He heard me, so I'm giving her a shout out if she's listening.
Okay.
I don't know, she called herself Anonymous. So, Anonymous, if you're listening.
Alright.
I want you to know you are loved also. See, I don't know, but I don't think I want to do this again because all the rest, the mails I got, I was disappointed. I won't lie to you. So.
Really?
Yes, I was disappointed and I cannot drop my line. And you don't want me to drop my social media, no other. But my email again, maybe I should drop it again if anyone is interested. You get, I don't know. But serious people, I don't want jokers.
Okay, so and you don't want to call out your phone number, so I don't know.
Yes, I don't.
Okay, so
I would like to do the email again. WizLopez@gmail.com.
Okay, please call it out again.
WizLopez, WizLopez@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello.
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 Yeah, this is Moyo.
Moyo, so sorry you've called in before. Please, we're so sorry. Hello, sorry about that, dear. Give us a call back if that was you. 56 minutes gone past one. This is the still, oh dear, not the soul therapy segment. This is the hookup edition of the show. So we'll just squeeze in a call so we have time to play the song that you've requested for. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to get connected.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Okay, Emmanuel.
Yeah, I'm 32 years of age. I'm tall. I'm chocolate in complexion, working class. I'm looking forward to connect with a beautiful single woman from any tribe.
Okay.
That is ready for a genuine relationship.
Mm.
Yes, and she can come from anywhere. She should be single and ready for some genuine commitment.
Okay.
Yes, and she can call me or send me a WhatsApp message on my number 081-388-422.
Okay.
41.
Please call it out again.
081-388-422-41. She can call me on that line or send me a WhatsApp message.
All right then. Thank you very much. With 58 minutes gone past one, in as much as going on, sadly, this is where we get to end the show. So we have enough time to play the song that you requested for, even if we have just two more minutes. But hey, before we leave here, I'm giving a special shout out to Yinka. Big shout out to you, Yinka. And yeah, just be safe out there. I celebrate you. Okay, I'll find